1 minute, 47 seconds, sir.
Not too shabby, sir.
The dead 007, dead. You should have studied the plot more carefully. Fanatical revolutionaries kidnap a millionaire's daughter and held her captive for 8 weeks. Of course, she could have been brainwashed. Could have turned. Evidently, she did.
With due respect, sir, I played your war games for 2 weeks and I only got killed once.
Twice. You've forgotten the landmine on the Black Sea beach.
Correction, sir. I lost both legs. I did not die.
You were immobilized.
It can never be the same playing with blanks. It is somewhat different in the field. With your life on the line, you... Well, your adrenaline gives you an edge.
But is your edge sharp enough? That's the difference between a double O and a corpse.
Since you took over, sir, you've had little use for the double O's. I've spent most of my time teaching. Not doing.
Oh, I make you no secret, I hold your methods in much less regard than my illustrious predecessor did. But my duty is to keep you up to par. Too many free radicals, that's your problem.
Free radicals, sir?
Yeah, they're toxins that destroy the body and the brain, caused by eating too much red meat and white bread and too many dry martinis.
Then I shall cut out the white bread, sir.
We'll do more than that, 007. From now on, you will be suffering a strict regimen of diet and exercise. We shall purge those toxins from you.
Miss Roblins?
You got it.
Have you got an assignment, James?
Yes. Yes, Moneypenny. I'm to eliminate all free radicals.
Oh. Do be careful.
Come on now.
Welcome to Trapland, sir.
Thank you.
My word, they don't make them like this anymore.
Right. It's still in pretty good shape.
This way, sir.
Your body's got enough scar tissue for an entire regiment.
Right, but it's still in pretty good shape.
We'll be the judge of that, Mr. Bond. Our job is not just to rehabilitate you, it's to re-educate you. I want to open your mind to the virtues of nutrition, proper exercise, meditation, and hopefully spiritual enlightenment. I'd like you to see the iridologist at 4, have the colonic at 5, and then you can cut along to the light dining room and have a refreshing cup of parsley tea.
Mr. Bond, I need a urine sample. If you could fill this beaker for me.
From here?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Box 274, and quickly, please.
Oui. Suivez-moi.
We have invested extensively in the Middle East and Central America to promote insurgency and revolution. Fortunately, our capital outlay has been handsomely offset by the resultant sales of armaments and missiles. You will note that we have supplied both rebels and government forces on an equal basis. In matters of death, Spectre is strictly impartial. Not for the future. Spectre's most audacious enterprise of any, next to which our previous ventures are inconsequential. Our esteemed number one is in complete charge of the entire operation, which will henceforth be called the Tears of Allah. He will now join us. According to plans, an American Air Force officer has been introduced to a cruel mistress. Heroin. I understand he is now our willing and obedient servant.
A surgical operation has been performed on him as a result of a corneal implant. His right eye print is now an exact replica of that of the President of the United States. He will soon be moved to a convalescent clinic near London. I have chosen number 12 to have the responsibility of taking the most tender, loving care of Captain Jack Petacci.
I beg your pardon.
Is there no speed limit here?
She's not staff. She must be one of those private nurses.
My name is Bond.
Oh, you're Mr. Bond. Hmm? I believe I'm having you in half an hour.
Oh, splendid. Your room or mine?
Mine. That's it. Okay, now just move back on the couch for me, please. That's it. Right, now let's have this arm on the shoulder. This one, no, underneath there. That's good. Okay, now just relax. Yes, there's slight lesions of the thoracic vertebrae. Now, let's just hold still. Yes. Some sacroiliac strain at the base of the spine.
You know, there is a more beneficial therapy for a man's lower back.
Oh, really? What might that be? I thought I'd surprise you, James.
Well, you have. Come in.
No, I can't come in. You know if they found me here, they'd find me on the spot.
I won't let anyone find you. Don't worry. I have my reputation to think of.
I don't think you got your reputation by living on a diet of wild rice. So, lentil delight, dandelion salad, goat's cheese.
Beluga caviar, quail's eggs, vodka, foie gras, Strasbourg.
During question time in the House of Commons today, the minister said that in his view, local authorities should be given far wider...
Jack was ordered not to smoke. Smoking is dirty. Gets into Jack's eye. Jack must do as he's told if he wants his fast cars and his pretty clothes. And if he wants to keep his sister alive,
you leave Domino out of this, right? Ow!
Thank you.
let's just take a look, shall we? Ah, very good. With a contact lens, both eyes will look exactly the same. Now, darling, stir this little tricky in 8 seconds. The nursey will give baby his candy.
Do you know him?
Oh, yes. 007.
Good morning, Mr. Bond.
Good morning.
Miss Fearing tells me you're making fine progress.
Oh, yes.
But I must say, you're looking a bit peaked this morning.
I was up all night.
Don't overdo it. A herbal enema should fix you up.
Thank you. Sounds terrific.
Anna, mine. Oh, wait, will you?
I'll be done in a minute.
Hey, Mr. Bond.
Thank you.
Send you to a health farm to get yourself in shape. Instead, you demolish it.
I've had to notify the local police, pull out the special branch, get the minister to muzzle the press, and allocate a sizable chunk of my meager budget to renovating the establishment.
A man did try to kill me, sir.
No! Caught you seducing his wife, did he?
No, sir. Not at all. But in fact, I lost 4 pounds and God knows how many free radicals.
That is the kind of attitude that tempts me to suspend you, 007!
Now this test is to assess distance and accuracy of cruise missile release from the support country. Now these ALCMs with dummy warheads will go from terrain following to inertial guidance over water toward the target.
We hope.
Stand by. Countdown is go for dummy warhead loading and B-1 flight. Let's hope we never have to use the real thing. Good luck.
Right, man. This is it. Let's make it a good one.
President, please stand by while authority for this procedure is confirmed by iPrint check. If confirmation is not authenticated within 8 seconds, the base will be sealed. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Presidential authority is confirmed for change of test procedure. Dummy warheads will be replaced by W-80 thermonuclear device. Have a nice day.
How much longer?
They're coming. They're almost in range.
Trajectory. Repeat.
What the hell's going on here? They've got maximum thrust, but they're still going down.
About to cross minimum cruise height. Descending below minimum cruise height.
Damn, we lost them.
Thank you.
fish are netted.
Who demonizes?
I am Supreme Commander of Spectre, the special executive for counterintelligence, terrorism, revenge, and extortion. Yesterday morning, the American Air Force launched two cruise missiles from Swartley Air Base in Great Britain. Through the ingenuity of Spectre, the dummy warheads they carried were replaced with live nuclear warheads. Your weapons of destruction are now safely in our possession and will be moved to two secret targets. Please note the serial numbers of the missiles. They will confirm the truth. Your weapons of deterrence did not deter us from our objective. A terrible catastrophe now confronts you. However, it can be avoided by paying a tribute to our organization, amounting to 25% of your respective country's annual oil purchases. We have accomplished two of the functions that the name Spectre embodies, terror and extortion. If our demands are not met within 7 days, we shall ruthlessly apply the third. Revenge.
Foreign Secretary wishes to address you, Lord Admiral.
Gentlemen, we are faced with the ultimate nightmare, the abduction of nuclear warheads.
But how is this possible?
Up to this point, our fail-safe procedures relating to nuclear hardware have been absolutely foolproof.
I hope the American government realizes its awesome responsibility in this matter.
NATO has a joint responsibility to solve this problem, gentlemen.
But if this gets out, it will cause worldwide panic. How well has this information been contained?
Apart from those present in this room, the information resides only with the CIA and British intelligence.
Wonderful. That means by now it's all over the Kremlin.
I know your feelings, M, but I insist you reactivate the double O.
As you wish, sir.
Maximilian Largo, born Bucharest, 1945. Industrialist and philanthropist. Resident Nassau, Bahamas. No known criminal activities or associations.
You still have money, Fanny? You
should
be in bed.
Mining, timber,
James, we both should be. Instead, I'm looking everywhere for you.
In Liechtenstein.
Forget that. M wants to see you right now. It's panic stations upstairs. He's been with the Prime Minister all day.
I think you're back in business, James. Welcome home.
Everything okay?
Yes, sir.
Morning.
Morning, Charles.
In absolute secrecy, the Americans are trying to trace the missile that's on their eastern seaboard. The other allegedly threatens the oil fields of the Middle East.
How well protected are they from the air?
Everyone's collaborating. The Americans, NATO, the Japanese... They're putting up an air screen a mosquito couldn't get through.
Our concern is that the warhead may already be in position. The worst devastation would result from a subterranean explosion. You see, the oil-bearing strata in the area are interconnected by a surprisingly delicate structure. It'd be a sort of ripple effect.
Well, what's the American story on how the damn things were stolen?
The release of ALCMs has to come from the president himself. Even that is safeguards. It can only be authorized after a scan of his right eye.
The only irregularity they've discovered is that a communications officer unofficially left the base at the time of the launch. A certain Captain Jack Patacci.
If this Patacci was involved, is it conceivable that he could have used a false eye?
Oh, do come along, Bond. Let's think of a more logical explanation, shall we?
Okay, let's run through that routine we were working on yesterday, Domino. Right now, when the legs are really hot, quite frightening, it's time to get the legs. But I got a shot.
As usual, I have left you alone too long. I know. But I brought you a gift.
I don't want any more gifts. I just want you. That's all I want.
I know, but this is different.
Oh.
Look.
Oh, Max.
Look.
What is it?
It's very old.
What's the inscription?
Arabic. The tears of Allah. The story is that the prophet wept for the barrenness of the desert, and his tears made a well. It's a legend, of course, but like all great legends, it is also the truth. It is the most valuable thing I have ever possessed, except you.
And you trust me to wear it?
A safer place than around your neck, I couldn't imagine.
And what if I ever leave you? No, really.
Then I cut your throat.
Nice to know even old Q can surprise one of you double O's occasionally.
Algernon.
Not quite perfected yet.
You could write a very binding contract with this.
Yeah, I wish I had a new contract. They'd slash my budget, you see. You can't get the spare parts. And when you can, there's usually some strike that stops delivery. And look at this place. They keep it bloody freezing down here. Plays havoc with my sinuses.
We're both humble servants of the Crown, Algy.
Well, if the CIA made me an offer, I'd be off like a shot. Unlimited resources, air conditioning, 28 flavours of ice cream in the restaurant.
It's a motorbike toy.
If I can get the thing to work properly, I'll ship it out to you. Wait a minute. I've got something in here that could be useful. The prototype came from a KGB defector. Bit of a whiskit in their technical section. Not a bad chap. They're like all defectors, prone to melancholy. I suppose it's all that vodka and English weather. Ah. Rather tasty, this is. It looks like a watch, but it's really a laser. Keeps perfect time.
But for how long?
At least your lifetime. Good to see you, Mr. Bond. Things have been awfully dull round here. Bureaucrats running the old place, everything done by the book. Can't make a decision unless the computer gives you the go-ahead. Now you're on this. I hope we're going to have some gratuitous sex and violence.
I certainly hope so, too. What is this for?
I'll show you. You unscrew it, then stick it up your nose. It's for my sinus.
Well, I won't need one of these where I'm going.
Where's that? Or are you not allowed to say?
The Bahamas.
Lucky bloody you.
Hoping to catch
something about 6'2", 190 pounds, with brown eyes.
Well, why bother going to sea? Let me help you.
Mr. Bond! I say, Mr. Bond!
Catch you later, perhaps.
Right.
Nigel Smallfoot, British Embassy, Nassau.
How'd you do, Nigel?
Sorry I'm late. But as you're one of these undercover Johnnies, I took a precaution of not being followed.
And that's why you shouted my name across the harbour.
Oh, God, did I? Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn! Damn!
Sorry, I'm rather new to all this.
What's the score with Largo?
Oh, he's highly visible in these parts. Enormously wealthy. Owns the biggest boat in the Caribbean. Spends a lot of his time at a place called Bluebeard Reef. Marine archaeology, I gather.
You've met him?
Oh, yes, he's charming. I mean, foreign. But charming, nonetheless. He donates a lot of money to worthy causes. He built a maritime museum and a new wing for the orphanage.
I'm sure he's very kind to his mother.
Don't know his mother. You're not going to make any trouble, are you, Mr. Bodden?
Let's face it, your reputation has preceded you.
Do I look like the sort of man who would make trouble?
Well, yes, frankly. And you're going to jeopardize the tourist trade if you start going around killing people.
Nigel, please, just go back to your desk. Find out where Largo's boat is at the moment. Call me later. I'll be at my hotel.
Very good. I'll get on with that at once.
And take full advantage of the natural cover. Is this the flying saucer?
Yeah, it sailed this morning.
Okay.
of me. I made you all wet.
Yes, but my martini's still dry. My name's James.
Hello, James. I'm Fatima Blush.
You ski very well.
I do many things very well.
I'm sure you do.
What brings you to Nassau, James?
I'm fishing.
For what?
Anything I can get.
I know the best waters. I'd be very happy to show them to you.
Now, why would you want to do that?
I'd like you to find what you're looking for.
I'm all yours. Yes?
James, would you come down, please?
Right away.
Ah, I think we should take care of you perfectly.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
You're marvelously well equipped.
Thank you, James.
So are you.
Thank you. What exactly are we going down for?
Sport. And a little fun.
You appear tense.
You affect me, James.
Well, that's bad. Going down, one should always be relaxed. Is it far to the reef?
It's far enough. We've got time to kill.
Thank you.
You did say you'd catch me later.
And
728.
Here
you are. No messages.
I finally tracked you down.
Small Fawcett here. I hope I haven't caught you at an awkward moment.
No, not at all. Just be brief. I don't have too much time.
Just want you to know that I'm on top of things. I found out that Largo's boat is en route for the south of France.
Well done.
Oh, it was nothing really. If you're free tomorrow, why don't we go snorkeling?
It sounds a wonderful idea.
Oh, jolly good. I was wanting to discuss with you.
What's that?
Mr. Bond?
Oh, proof that you made the right decision.
About what, darling?
Your place or mine?
Oh.
Found the villa for us, just where you want it. It's perfect. The flying saucer is anchored in the bay below. And Q sent this.
Thank you.
Felix!
Not bad. Not bad at all. Nothing wrong with your reflexes. How you doing, buddy?
What the hell are you doing here?
CIA sent me to ride shotgun with you.
326.
How do you do?
Excuse my inexperience. Nicole.
I'm Felix Leiter.
Enchanté.
Thank you. My car is right there.
I ran some checks on the Langley computer.
Anything on Largo?
No, he's squeaky clean.
Mm.
I must say, for once, your hunch was wrong, buddy. Oh, how'd you not, right?
Yes.
I had the first one of those things, and it blew up in my face.
A motorbike came for you from England. Here's the papers.
What are you going to do with this bike?
I won't know until I test it.
It's going to be your ass, James.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Felix?
Yeah?
Forget the soup. Feast your eyes on that.
What do you got here, James? That's Largo's lady.
Her name is Domino. Domino Petacci.
Petacci? The Air Force officer killed in that car crash.
Jack Petacci.
That's right. He was her brother.
Well, there's the man himself.
If he's got the bombs, you think he'd have them on his yacht?
Unlikely. But get some scuba gear. We'll check around.
Right.
On a tout ce que vous voulez. Bon, au revoir, madame. Merci. Welcome to the Centre de la Santé. I hope you enjoy our facilities.
Merci.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Do you serve men here?
But of course. Some men more than others.
Petacci, no one told me you were here. I am sorry.
You speak English, yes?
Yes, quite well, in fact. Now, hard or soft massage?
Oh, hard, please.
Well, perhaps we should begin with your back. I don't believe I've seen you around here before.
No, I was on a boat.
And what boat would that be?
Oh, the Flying Saucer.
Oh, Mr. Largo's boat.
Yes, do you know Mr. Largo?
Oh, I know of him. I know he owns many beautiful things.
Yes, he's a very generous man, Mr. Largo.
Sure is.
He's given a charity ball tonight at the casino for children.
What a worthy cause. Perhaps I should attend.
I'd really like to ask you. I would. But I'm afraid the guest list is very restricted. I'm sorry.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie?
Such is life.
Such is life. That feels so good.
Certainly does.
Excuse me?
It certainly does need it. Slight lesions in the upper vertebrae.
Oh. Oh. Could you go a little lower, please?
Lower?
Yes, please. Yes. Oh.
Bonjour.
bonjour.
Bonjour, monsieur. Oh, I'm sorry, mademoiselle. We are so very busy today.
Where did monsieur go?
Who?
The man, the monsieur.
The man at parcel. He does not work here.
Let you in. I'd better wait for you.
No, Nicole. You go back to the villa.
Find that villa.
We will, monsieur.
Monsieur? Wait a minute. You there?
Oh. Oh. I shouldn't have the fish.
C'est toujours comme ça.
You must have an unreasonable fear of gate crashers to carry this heavy artillery. This bomb has a tiny gyroscope inside. Any lateral movement on your part, and you could be served in an egg cup. If you understand what's being explained to you, nod gently. Good boy. Stay. James Bond.
May I offer you a drink?
Have a soft.
Soft.
Mademoiselle?
I'll have a double Bloody Mary with plenty of Worcestershire sauce.
I hate to think what you mean by hard. Vodka on the rocks for me.
Yeah.
I think you have lost her.
You actually imagine that I could lose a woman to an underpaid British agent, yeah?
Yeah. And I warn you, if he's not executed at once, he'll have your domino turned over.
Is it possible that you have bungled your attempts because you want him for yourself?
Maximilian.
Hmm?
Why torture yourself over that kind of woman?
Maybe one day you have to kill her, Fatima.
Humor is delicious.
What's your brother up to these days?
He's on his way here. I can't wait to see him. How do you know my brother?
Hello. You must be Mr. James Bond, right?
Monsieur Largo.
Yes. Are you a man who enjoys games?
Depends with whom I'm playing.
Yeah. Shall we? Join us. These are my friends. They honored me by coming from all over the world to lose their money for my favorite charity.
And what might that be?
Children. Orphan children. So, here we are. The game is called Domination. I designed it myself. But my problem is I've never yet found a worthy adversary.
No doubt I shall disappoint you too.
We'll see. Darling. This game has one objective. Power. We will be fighting for countries chosen at random by the machine. But for this demonstration, I will choose France. Target areas will light up on the map. Whoever hits them first with his laser beam will score a point. But there's another way to win. With your left hand, you control two nuclear missiles. With your right hand, you control a shield to block my missiles. But if you fail, boom, I win the game. You will be red. I will be blue. Are you ready?
Yes.
Begin.
Thank you, gentlemen. The eternal battle for the domination of the world begins.
We play for dollars.
Random target selection, Spain. Value $9,000. Play. $9,000.
Gave me a shock.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Unlike armchair generals, we will share the pain of our soldiers in form of electric shocks. One last point. If you let go the controls, you forfeit the game. As you were unaware of this, we will begin again.
Reset. Thank you. Random target selection, Japan. Value $16,000. Play. Who wins $16,000?
A lucky move on my part. Perhaps I didn't explain. As the stakes increase, so does the level of pain. Rather like life. We continue?
Of course.
Good.
The eternal battle for the domination of the world begins. Random target selection, the United States. Value $42,000. Play. Red pain level at 50%. Danger level. Repeat. Danger level. Thank you.
Are you all right?
Fine.
You lost $58,000. It goes, of course, to my charity. I think it's better if we don't continue.
Can we play one more game for the rest of the world? Win or lose?
You know what that could mean?
Yes.
Good. Best of luck.
You too.
Final game. Remaining countries of the world. Value $325,000. Play.
Excuse me.
It seems I underestimated you. 267,000 dollars.
I'll settle for one dance with Domino.
So, do you lose as gracefully as you win?
I wouldn't know. I've never lost.
This game has been played, and I have lost. That's it.
He's never gone this far before.
He's certifiable.
A tango, yes.
Oui, monsieur.
Schöne Unterhaltung.
That you're after.
In part, it's about your brother.
What about my brother?
Did you know that your brother was working for Largo?
That's impossible. Jack is in the U.S. Air Force.
That's precisely why Largo used him. Your brother's dead. Keep dancing. Largo's the prime suspect. Your brother was used and eliminated.
They move well together, don't they?
Today you have another chance. This time, you'd better not fail. Number 12.
Mm-hmm.
well, Mr. Bond.
Oh, it's Domino, really. She's such a pleasure to follow.
I know. I'd love to have you for lunch. If you're still around tomorrow, why don't you join us on our boat?
Tomorrow's not good for me.
Why?
I'm going to pick up Jack.
No, that's not possible. Jack phoned earlier to say he'd been delayed again. At least for another week. Maybe two. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Nicole? Thank you.
Sit up. Your gun. Carefully. Over here. Spread your legs. Good. Very good. You're quite a man, Mr. James Bond. But I am a superior woman. Guess where you get the first one.
Well, in view of your hatred of man.
Liar! You know that making love to Fatima was the greatest pleasure of your life?
Well, to be perfectly honest, there was this girl in Philadelphia.
Shut up! I am the best.
Yes. Yes, you're right. In fact, I was going to put you in my memoirs as number one.
Right. Right. Now write this. The greatest rapture in my life was afforded me in a boat in Nassau by Fatima Blush. Sign, James Bond, 007.
Just remember, it's against service policy for agents to give out endorsements.
Mike!
Right now?
Right now.
Perfected yet.
Et vous l'avez arrêté!
Encore et encore!
Good show, James. Q actually came through, didn't he?
How long have you been here?
Long enough.
Long enough for what?
To see how you handled the lady. You did rather well. Come
on, this way.
Monsieur Largo is waiting for you, sir.
Of course. Thank you.
This way, sir.
Permission de partir?
Oui, alors on prend quelle direction? Par là ou par là? À droite.
Oui. Allô.
Good morning.
Morning.
You are a bit early for lunch.
I know. It's rather embarrassing.
Prepare for departure. Préparez-vous. Stuart, get some clothes for my guest.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm invited for lunch and given a cruise.
Why? You had other plans?
No, not at all. I'm at your disposal.
Of course. Cigarette?
No, not today, thank you. No.
So, a drink?
A vodka martini?
My situation room. From here, the wealth comes to me.
You could run a small government from here.
Oh, no, I could run a large government from here.
What's your latest venture?
Oil. It's a new departure for me, besides which all my other enterprises are of little consequence.
London sugar?
Well, if it's that big, let's hope it doesn't blow up in your face.
Oh, Mr. Bond. Excuse me, I have work to do. Time is money. By the way, the state rooms. Don't forget, 12 o'clock, lunch. Mr. Bond, enjoy the ship.
Clothes in your cabin, sir. If you'd like to follow me.
Thank you.
What happened to my brother? Why are you here?
Just trust me.
Does that mean anything to you?
This is it. He gave it to me. He said it was very valuable.
It doesn't look it. Have you any idea where we're heading?
North Africa. He's got a house, a place called Palmyra.
Somehow I've got to transmit a message out of here. It could be risky, but I'm going to need your help.
What do you want me to do?
I'm going to kiss you. I want you to respond as if you liked it. Now, I'm doing this for two very good reasons. One, because I'm hoping to provoke a reaction.
And the other one?
Because I always wanted.
From one of our ships in the Med. I think it's from Bond, sir.
About time.
Yes, he used our emergency code, Tango Zebra. Heading North Africa, Palmyra.
Palmyra? Where is that?
Haven't a clue, sir.
Oh. Well, find out about it, will you?
I'll do my best, sir.
North Africa.
Quite impressive, huh?
Sorry.
That's my retreat where I can escape and enjoy all my treasures. How do you like your new home? My princess. Bond, the game is over. Take him away. Mais doucement! Belonged to Napoleon's empress. That is my greatest treasure. Take it. Take it. But be careful. That is your wedding present. You betrayed me. I forgive you.
What about my brother?
Your brother?
I hate you. I hate you.
Oh, Domino.
Domino.
Yeah, maybe. I'm crazy. Wonderful view. You'll see. Every game has to have a winner. So, ciao, bello.
Largo.
Bond.
In that case, where did you hide the bombs?
You still think of escape? I must say I admire your spirit. Well, bomb number one is right under the president's feet in Washington, D.C.
And number two?
You were a very good secret agent. Really? Bye.
I'm sure this will amuse you.
Goodbye, Domino. Cover it up.
Come on.
Clear the line to Washington, Phoenix. That's where the first bomb is.
After Largo, aren't you?
Well, I have to.
Well, I want him as much as you do.
Probably more. I can understand you hating him.
Well, maybe I don't hate him enough to risk losing you.
Risk losing me either.
Commander Bond, the Washington bomb has been located and defused. Now, sir, from London, your chief wants to speak to you.
This is M. We've cracked the code for disarming the warheads, but we've only got 5 hours to find the second bomb. Now, as you perfectly well know, I have absolute confidence in you, and I...
That's what kept me going, sir.
Bond, all right, then, I'll be brief with you, and I know you've got your hands full. If you should come through this fearful ordeal unscathed, I'd like to offer you lunch at my club. Over.
That's a thrilling prospect, sir. But if I do get through this, I may have other plans.
Steady at 300.
There she is, sir.
What's she reading?
7 fathoms, sir.
Rising 2. No way we can get in there.
Rising 2.
Orders to shadow.
Orders 2, 7, 0.
Nothing.
270.
Nothing moving on board.
AWAC surveillance reports no sightings onshore.
Now, why did Largo anchor here?
+6 degrees.
Your pendant. Give it to me.
Steady. Prepare to dive at 1 degree. Steady. Steady.
This is the Tears of Allah. The story goes that the prophet wept, and his tears made a well.
Dive. Diving at 1 degree.
But contours are the same. The diamond must mark a place. That would be about here. Right where the oil fields begin.
Underwater activity in the area.
Check the area for underwater caves.
Right, sir. Sonar signals do indicate a cavity below sea level. At 015 degrees.
There's an underground river right there.
Peterson, are you equipped with the new XT-7Bs?
That's top secret. How do you know about them?
From a Russian translation of one of your service manuals. Sorry about that.
Ports open. Fire one. Fire two. Good track.
Position and get some help.
Right.
Done, Dr. Kovacs.
Go ahead.
When the warrior is ready for its final voyage, we will drink a toast. There is nothing that can stop us anymore.
The guide rope. Keep the tension. For centuries, this has been a monument to power, but nothing like what we now possess. Huh, Kovács?
Thank you.
There you are.
I always have a martini at 5.
You'll never give up your old habits, James.
No, you're wrong. Those days are over.
Oh.
Mr. Bond, obviously caused you a bad moment.
M sent you.
Only to plead for your return, sir. M says that without you in the service, he fears for the security of the civilized world.
Never again.
Never?
Never, never say never again. Never, never say never again.